Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome everybody to the tutorial. I'm very sorry I'm having again some technical issues. My computer completely stopped responding to me. So I am and Microsoft Word crashed. So I am going to just give you the introduction to the class while I'm fixing the file for you to have something to look at during the class. Okay, so let me make sure that everybody's hearing me okay. I'm clicking frantically here, so it's not being very productive. I have to take a deep breath and calm down. Okay, how's the sound, everybody? I just increased the volume just now. Okay, the sound is good. Okay, so let's get started. Sorry, I'm going to sound a little bit distracted just because I'm arranging the file. My apologies for that. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ربي اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. رَبَّنَا زِدْنَا عِلْمًا. All right, so welcome everybody to tonight's tutorial. We've got two tutorials after this, so we're almost at the end of the semester. Inshallah, we will make good use of today's time. It's a very important tutorial because we'll be implementing, we'll be putting together everything we've been studying over the last couple of weeks or so. And applying it. It's one thing to look at individual words in their context and through that be able to tell whether they are, you know, definite and so on. But what we're going to do is we're going to look at the words in this table that I'm cleaning up right now. And we're going to talk a lot about them. And we're going to look at the properties of the ism. Now for this, what you're going to need to do, and again, my apologies, you're not seeing my screen. That's because I'm not ready to show it yet. So what you're going to do is open your textbook. It's very important that you have your textbook open today. You're going to open it at page 38, where the properties of the ism begin. And we're going to quickly look at that before we get started on applying all those rules. Okay, so textbook, you can open the PDF, textbook page 38. And I'll be showing it in a moment on my screen so that you can follow along with me. I'm just almost done here. Just hide a few more things so that you don't have all the answers. And a couple more. These ones, and I think we are, oop, here I need to remove the tashkil because that's your job to tell me. Okay, alhamdulillah, I have come out on top, sange one, word zero, well for now. Okay, so I'm going to start the screen sharing. No, this is Telegram. I need to zoom. Okay, start 38, page 38. Okay, so Bismillah, start the screen share. Share my screen. All right, and I need to show the chat. Okay, so hopefully my chat stays on top. So what we're going to look at first is the properties of the ism Bismillah in the textbook. So as we know, there are four properties of the ism, right? So starting here on page 38, we can see that the book talks about status and what we're going to need today to refer to. Because, okay, the reason why I told you that you need your book open is because for this activity, it's very important that your answers not be guesses. You're going to actually look up the answer, the information in your textbook, look at the theory, and apply it column by column. We're going to be working on this table here. right? We have got, scroll. So we've got a table here with multiple words. And so what we're going to do is we are going to be filling in these columns. So what you need to do is look back in your textbook, look at the theory and apply it before you give your answers. Okay, so nobody makes any guesses. Everything, you should be able to defend your answers as to why you're saying a word is, for example, banned from Tenween, right? So we've got here on page 39, we've got reasons why a word is banned from Tenween. It's either a special plural, non-Arab origin that are more than three letters, or feminine names, meaning real feminine names like Zainab, male names with a tamarbuta at the end, names of places that are feminine, right? Not every place is feminine, but some places are feminine, like Jahannam and Makkah. Then we have here on page 39 and 40, number, right? So we have three options for numbers that we've been talking about since the beginning of the course, singular, pair, or dual, and plural. Now we know more, right? Singular, is it a real singular or is it a non-human broken plural which is grammatically treated as singular? Then we've got the pair, nothing's changed here. And plural, we've got four kinds of plural here that are four kinds of words here that are grammatically treated as plural. The sound masculine plural, the sound feminine plural, the human broken plural, and also ism jamr. Now, ism jamr, is it a word that has a singular meaning or a plural meaning? It's grammatically treated as plural. That's why it's in this list. But by meaning, is it singular or plural? If I say qawm, is that a nation or nations? Is it singular in meaning or plural in meaning? Send me your answer, please. Guys, there's only one of two options, singular or plural. Is it singular or plural in meaning? If you answer, then I'll know you can hear me. Oh, it's on the screen. Can you see my screen? Okay. So is qawm by meaning, is it a singular or a plural? Okay, it's 8:13, so I'm going to have to help you guys out. It is a singular, right? Qawm means one nation. However, grammatically, we treat it as plural. Yes, by meaning it's singular. But if we put a not on it, we're going to use a plural noun. If we use a pronoun, we're going to use a plural pronoun. So it's grammatically treated as a plural. But in itself, qawm means one nation, means a nation. Right. So, and then we have gender. So words that have a ta, marbuta at the end, and sound feminine plurals are treated as feminine. Words that the Arabs said are feminine are treated as feminine. Non-human broken plurals are treated as feminine. Everything else is masculine, and masculine is a default. Everything is masculine unless there's a reason for it to be feminine. And when we do our table, you're going to tell me the reason. As for type, by default, an ism is indefinite. There has to be a reason to make it definite. Some of the words that are always definite are listed under number 3 here, right? Pronouns of all types are definite. Proper names are definite because it's talking about a definite person, right? If I say Maryam, it's talking about a definite person. It's not a vague. So a pointing ism, hada, this, it's pointing at this specific definite thing, right? Connecting isms, alladhi, the one who, that's specific. And any ism that has an al, this is what we've learned about from the beginning. If there's al, it's definite. So as soon as you see the al, you know it's definite. No need to go further. And the last one, if the mudaf ilayhi is definite, the Moldov is definite. Keep these pages open. You'll need to refer to them. We're going to get started right now. Just before we get started, though, I want to go over something quickly. We're going to be talking about number in two ways, in terms of its meaning and its reality, and then grammatically, how it's treated in the Arabic language. So if I have a non-human broken plural, plural by meaning, is it plural? Okay, today we need the answers to come like really fast. So just look at your theory, but like I went through the textbook so that you can know where to find things right away, because otherwise we won't only get a few rows done. Okay, so everybody please tell me if it's true, we're just talking about a number right now. So is it by meaning, is a non-human broken plural, plural or singular? Okay, I've got a mix of questions. My question here is by meaning. If I've got a non-human broken plural, like masajid, is masajid meaning one place? Is it referring to one building or multiple buildings? Okay, good. So by meaning, it is plural. Good. Grammatically, is it treated as a singular or a plural? We're not talking about gender right now. The answer is correct, singular. That's right. Jazakumullah khairan. A human broken plural, by meaning, is it plural or singular? If you want to unmute yourself and participate orally, that's fine. You can do that as well. Whatever is easiest. Okay, yes, it's plural, right? That's why it's called plural. So a human broken plural is by meaning is plural. Grammatically, what is it treated as? You can go back to your book to check. And that is on page 40 or 41, okay? So it is treated as, oh my goodness, I lost track, which... where the second answer begins. Okay, so yes, that's fine, Sister Mariam. That's why I'm offering. Okay, so human broken plural is treated as plural. What about sound plural? Whether it's male or female, is by meaning, is the meaning of the sound plural, whether male or female, plural or singular?
Plural.
Okay. And is it grammatically, are sound plurals, whether male or female, are they treated grammatically as plurals or singular? Okay, and the writers? Okay, the answer is plural.
Plural.
All right. Ism jama, by meaning, we talked about it, for example, home, a nation, by meaning, is it singular or plural? I kind of told you the answer. Yes, and all the people writing as well, singular, right? A nation. Yeah. But if we are talking about treating it in the language, grammatically, it is treated as a?
Plural.
Plural.
Okay, so the only times that there is a difference, right, is these two. So these are the ones that you need to remember, okay? If it's a non-human broken plural, it means many, but it's going to be treated as one. And as many pointed out, it will also be treated as feminine. And ism jam, we don't have any in our table, but I wanted you to understand, to remember this. It's the opposite. Okay, so now we're going to get started with our table. What we're going to put in our table, inshallah, is we're going to talk about the word. We're going to talk about its meaning. Now, talking about its meaning is going to help us determine the grammatical number and gender. So if it's a broken plural, what we will need to look at, if you remember the lecture, if it's a broken plural, what will we need to find out its gender? If you've attended this morning, give a chance to the people who are attending for the first time to give an answer, and then you can share your answer. Either way, anybody can, I'll let you know if I want you to not be talking. I'll let you know, inshallah, or I'll mute you myself. Okay, so what do we need to know if a word is a broken plural? We need to look at something to find out what its gender is. Maybe this is too vague a question, so I'm going to tell you. We need to look at its singular. All right, to know its gender, we need to look at its singular. So keep that in mind. In the status column, we're going to put a little bit more than status. We're going to talk about whether it's mabni or mu'rab. If it's mabni, you're going to tell me why, how you know. If it's mu'rab, you're going to tell me if it's banned from tanween and why. You know, what could be a reason that it's banned for tanween? You can say that it's banned from tanween because it's a special plural, for example. And the reasons that are in your textbook. And then you're going to tell me the status, marfu, mansub, majrur. This part is the one that we've been used to so far. In the number column, we're going to be talking about the grammatical number. But if there's a difference like here, you're going to give me a little bit more information. So we're going to say if it's a singular, you're going to tell me. If it's grammatically treated as a singular, you're going to tell me it's because it's a non-human broken plural, right? Otherwise, you can just say singular. But if it's non-human broken plural that's treated as a singular, you're going to have to mention this because otherwise I'll just be confused. If it's a dual, you'll tell me a dual. If it's a plural, you'll tell me which kind. Sound masculine plural, sound feminine plural, human broken plural, or ism jam. And I am going to split the screen so you can see this at the top. For the gender, we're going to be looking at the grammatical gender. Everything is masculine by default. If it's feminine, you need to tell me the reason. The reasons are it's a real feminine, like Zainab. It ends in tamarbuta. It's a feminine, a name place that is considered feminine, or it's feminine because the Arab said so, or it's a non-human broken plural, right? Because as was pointed out earlier, this one is treated as a singular feminine. And for the type, everything is indefinite by default. If it's definite, there has to be a reason. So you're going to tell me why, and those reasons are listed in the textbook. Okay, so I'm going to ask everybody to mute themselves for a moment, because the first one actually we can just do in writing, and after that we can, no, actually it's okay. Just make sure you're not tapping on your microphone so that just to avoid background sounds. I think that will be sufficient. Okay, so I promised to do the split screen, so let me do that. Actually, I can unhide this. Okay, so up here, I'm going to leave this. So our first word, bismillah, our first word is, okay, our first word, if you can say or type the transliteration of this word and make sure you include all the harakat. Don't say like k at the end, say ki. Okay, that's a good idea, Sister Maryam. Okay, anybody who's catching up on the concepts, this your book will be very useful right now. Okay. All right, so I've got one answer. Anybody wants to say it or more typing?
Al-Maliki.
Okay. So that is correct. And so what we're going to do is we're just going to have a quick look up. At the word, because the first thing we're going to do is look at the meaning. So here, if we look it up here, we look at meem, lam, kaf, right? And we see the word is right here, malik, with the alif, and we can see that the meaning is master or owner. Now, in our case, we have this here in front. So what is the meaning? First box?
The owner.
Okay, so the owner, the master.
The king.
Okay. The king is Malik, You see, with no alif. Okay? This is Malik. This is Malik. Okay, so king is Malik. This is Malik. So it means the master or the owner. No problem. All right, so next thing I want you to tell me is it Mabni or Mu'rab and why? No, sorry. Is it Mabni and Mu'rab first? Sorry. First thing. Okay, this one you probably don't need the textbook.
Mu'rab.
Okay, Mu'rab. And is it banned from Tanween? That you can look at your list of the reasons that a word is banned from Tanween if you're not sure. If you haven't memorized them. If you've memorized them, that's fine. You can do it from memory. Otherwise, check. Is it banned from Tanween? Okay, this one, we've done it in the quizzes. We've done this a lot. There should be no delay for this one, especially if you've got your book open. If you're finding you're having hesitation, make sure you study between this session and the next, because we're moving on to Jumla Ismiya. So this review is kind of to tie everything together. So at this point, we should be knowing that these are the three reasons to be banned from Tanween. Okay, it's a special plural, a non-Arab name or a feminine name. Is this any of those?
No.
Right?
No.
Okay, so it's not banned from Tanween. Is its status?
Majroor.
Its status is majroor. Okay. Now, what is it a plural?
No.
Therefore, it is a singular. That's easy. What about the, is there a reason for it to be feminine?
No.
Okay, therefore it's masculine. What is its type and how do you know?
Indefinite. No.
Why are people saying indefinite?
No, sorry, it is definite because it is al-Maliki.
Definite because it is?
Starting with al.
Yes, definite because of al. That's correct. All right. So this one here, this is our sample, right? So we're going to do another one together in the next one. Why does this come twice? This is looking strange here. Alif lam. There's too many letters here. Alif lam. Oh, that's so weird. Alif. Okay, there we go. All right. So next word is masajid. Okay. The root for this word masajidu. Is seen.
Masajidu.
Yes, this is masajidu. And oh, yes. Okay, you're reading it to me. Thank you. So the root here is I was confused as to what's happening. A sin jim dal. Okay, and if we look at it here, okay, we can find masajidu.
And both were just fell in love.
Okay, the person who has a child speaking to them, please mute your self until they are done speaking. Okay, so here we have masajidu right here. All right. And can you tell from looking at this what is a singular from the other ayat on the screen? Yes, it's cute. It's just that we have to focus. No problem. Okay. Masjid. That's right. So that's singular. Our singular is masjid, right? And we need to know this. We need to know this in order to be able to tell some of our information later. What's the meaning?
The house of Allah.
That would be Baytullah. What is the meaning of the word?
Mosque.
Oh. And
oops. Yeah, mosque.
Place of prostration.
That's like that's the meaning. What you're like? I mean the linguist the literal meaning. Okay, so we're gonna go. We're going to go not with the word analysis, place of sajda. We're just gonna go with mosques. Is it the mosques or mosques?
Mosque.
Okay, so you can tell me the type.
Definite.
Okay, and if you've attended this morning, please let other people give their answers first, okay, because they need to actually go through the same process as people did this morning. What is the type?
Definite.
Okay, the writers. Guys, I need you to participate because otherwise I don't know that you've understood, and my job as a TA is to make sure that I'm filling the knowledge gaps. So if you're not participating, I don't know whether you're doing well or there's gaps. So everybody, please tell me what's the type, definite or indefinite, of masajid?
Definite.
Okay. And why are you saying definite? Okay, Sister Widad.
Definite.
Okay, Brother Salim. Okay, who else? Okay, the answer, yes, is...
Noel.
Yes, the answer is, it is indefinite because there is no reason for it to be definite. It is not... Oh, I actually have a bookmark here. Okay, it is not a pronoun. It is not a proper name. It is not a pointing ism. It is not a connecting ism. It is not an ism with al, and it is not the mudlaf to a mudlaf ilayhi that is definite, right? So reason E, there's no al, that's one of the reasons, but that the all of these together are the reason that it is the default indefinite. Now that we know this, is it is this word mabni or mu'rab? Okay, remind me what is a word that is mabni? How can you tell a word is mabni? Guys, what's the sign that a word is mabni? I hope everybody's done their quiz. We make the tools for you guys to be able to learn, but you have to use them. Okay, yes, Brother Ali has said it ends with alif. Okay. So this word doesn't end with alif. It is, what happened here? It is, I just did something weird. Okay, it is, I'm not pressing the right thing. It is mu'rab, that's right. And is it banned from tanween? And if so, why? Just keep revising, Brother Salim, and use some mnemonic devices if you have to. Mabni is built and doesn't budge, something like that. Anything that helps you remember it. Oh, zut, they both have a B. Okay, so is it? Okay, good. I got one correct answer. Okay, excellent. That's the rest of the answer. It is banned from tanween because it is a special plural. 1, 2, 3, meem, seen, alif. Third letter is an alif, and there's two more letters afterwards. So it is banned from tanween. Now, since it's banned from tanween, but it's got a dhamma, we're still able to tell, that it is what status?
Marfu.
Very good. And is it a plural? In meaning, is its meaning plural? Are we talking about one masjid or many? One mosque or many mosques?
Many.
Okay, so it's plural in meaning. What kind of plural is it? You can see I've got lists up here, right? Kind of a shortcut, you can look at your textbook, that's ideal, but if you want, you can look up here. And I gave you a nice acronym, making it short. Okay, Sister Widad has an answer. Okay, second answer. Anybody disagree? Okay, so we'll go with non-human broken plural. And what is, we talked about the singular, right? Masjid. So is the word masjid, has the spelling of the word masjid been broken between the singular and the plural? Masjid, masajid. Has the spelling been broken or is it intact?
It's broken.
It's broken, right? And that broken. Is why it's broken. It's non-human because we all know why. So it's non-human broken plural. And a non-human broken plural will be treated grammatically as what number?
Singular, feminine.
Number? Make sure, okay. Number, singular. Yes, okay. Now, what is going to be the grammatical gender of this word? Next column. Feminine. And like feminine, what's, give me the reason here or the category from all of these. From the gray box on top. Is it real feminine? What kind of feminine is it? Or why, how is it feminine?
Non-human broken plural.
Yeah, same as here. Feminine because it's a non-human broken plural. Okay, so when a word is feminine, there's always a reason for it being feminine. When it's definite, there's always a reason for it being definite, right? Did we explain why it's masculine? No, that's the default. Here, are we explaining why it's indefinite? No, it's the default. If it's you say definite, you say feminine, you have to defend your answer. All right, so now I'm going to give you a moment. Everybody, send me as a private message, a single private message. Send me the list for al-ard. So you're going to send me the meaning. You're going to send me these three things, the number, the gender, and the type. Please send it in one message. Otherwise, I will not be able to locate your different answers. Okay, so go ahead, check your textbook. I will mute everybody for now. And I will take it up in a moment, inshallah. Okay, so send me one single message with all of the information, please. Remember, if it's murad, to tell me if it's banned from tanween or not. And if it's definite, tell me why. So if I say why, like if I mention why here. Okay, make sure, just you're sending me from meaning. We're not doing, just send me everything in one message. Meaning, status, number, gender, type. We're not going to do additional information just for if it was homework, you could write additional information, but we just need to focus on these ones for now. Okay, Brother Ali, check again the reason why. This is good. I was looking at the answers here. I need to focus myself. Yes, you did. Sister Wida, that was excellent as well. Okay, I'll give another 15 seconds. Okay, whatever you've typed up, you can send it now. I'll check it and then we'll take it up. If you don't have all the way to type, that's fine. Just send me what you have. Okay, I've gotten some answers from three people. And mashallah, we've got quite a few more. Okay, let's do it together. My recommendation to everybody is to do this as homework. Do it on your own. Check the answers to make sure that you're able to do this, right? If you were not submitting your answers in class, do it on your own to make sure that you're, because then you'll be at the course expectation and you'll be confident that you can move forward with strength and with correct knowledge, okay? So let's take it up. You can unmute yourself if you want. The meaning, as many of you have mentioned, is the earth. Okay, and it is a word that is mu'rab, and it is not banned from tanween. There's no reason for it to be banned from tanween, and we can tell from the dhamma that it is marfu.
It's marfu.
Yes, and what is its? Is it a plural?
No.
No. Okay. So you can send them your answers to everyone now. No need to send as a private message. Okay, so when I ask if is what's it grammatic, like is it a plural, you can just say no. I'm gonna show that it's a singular. So what is its gender and why? Is it the default masculine? Okay, very, very good, Brother Salim. The first thing you ask yourself, is it? Is there a reason for it to be feminine? If yes, it's feminine, otherwise it's masculine. And in this case, the Arab said that Ard is feminine. So we have to go with what the Arab said. Is it definite or indefinite and why? Or is it indefinite? If not, why? Why is it definite? The easiest of the reasons, Al.
It's definite because of the Al.
That's right, exactly. Okay, next word is kutubun. Now, kutubun, the root letters are kaf, ba, kaf, ta, and kaf, ta, ba. I don't know what's going on with me. And What's its singular?
Kitab.
Okay. Okay. I'm Brother Salim, Brother Ali, you're missing your alif. Okay, make sure you show your alif, kitab. Like sister, oh, actually, don't send private answers unless I asked you to send private answers, because then it gets confusing when there's only a little bit of participation. Yes, that. Yes, tongue twister. I feel like everything is a tongue twister tonight. Make dua, please. Okay, so kitab. Kitab is the singular. Exactly. All right, so what is the meaning of this word?
Books.
The books or books?
I guess books.
Okay, Sister Widad, why do you say the books? The book. Oh, you change your word. You change your mind. Yeah, me too. It's coming out in both of us. Okay, so we're going to go with the answer books. And you tell me the type.
It is, I think, marfu.
Yeah, just because we already said that it's not the books, I thought I'll skip straight to type, which is indefinite, because there's no reason for it to be definite, right? It doesn't fall. It's not a pointing word. It's not a pronoun. There's no al. So that part is already done. So let's move on to the next question, which everybody's talking about. So is it mabni or mu'rab first?
It is mabni.
It's mabni. Why is it mabni?
Because of the al.
Okay, but what does mabni mean?
I mean, there's no al.
Okay, but is it mabni or mu'rab? Careful to check your book if you're not sure. Right, we're talking about this here.
Oh, mu'rab, mu'rab.
Yes. All right. So make sure no guesses today, right? Mu'rab, and is it banned from tanween? This is super easy because look at this here. It can't be banned by tanween because it's got a tanween. I would not do that to you. I would not put a tanween on a word. Is it not? I might do that in a quiz, but not here. Okay. So, what is its status? That's an easy one as well.
Marfu'.
Okay, what about the writers? What do you say? People writing their answers. What's the status? Okay, very visibly marfu'. Is it a plural? By meaning?
No.
Okay, then why did we do this? Why did we do this? We put an S here. Right? Does it mean one book or many books?
Many books.
So is it plural by meaning?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. And what kind of plural is it? There's a list here. There's a list in your textbook. That's right, many books. What kind of plural is it? Check your textbook or check the list up here to get the correct answer.
Ism jamr.
Uh-oh, are you reading Sister Wida's answer? Don't believe everything you read. Okay, we talked about three ism jamr. There was qawm, qarn, nas. Is that one of them? One nation, one generation, one humanity. Oh, this is a plural. Yeah.
I'm just going to check the textbook.
Yes, good idea. Yes, the textbook is updated. So, Brother Salim, if you joined us late, you look at pages 38 and after, right? We went over this at the beginning of the session. On page 38 and after, we've got here for, what are we doing? Which column are we doing now? We're doing numbers, types of plurals, right? So that's right here on page 40. Okay. Let's go back to my file. Where are you, file? All right. So the answer is correct, Brother Ali. And correct, Sister Widad, it is a non-human broken plural. Again, has the spelling from kitab to kutub, has the spelling been broken or is it intact? It's broken. There you go. It's a broken plural. So if you were just remember about that, is the spelling broken or intact, it's going to be very easy to remember, right? So non-human broken plural is grammatically what number? Are you talking about number, Sister Mariam, how many what? There, I'm not sure about the number of words, but we've got quite a few left. So we need to pick up the speed. So grammatically, what is its number? Singular. Good. Grammatically, its gender. Yes. Every non-human broken plural is feminine because of that. And we already said it's indefinite. Okay. Asabiratu. Asabiratu. The root letters is Sad, Ba, Ra. Can you tell me, please, the... Oop, that's not right. I should not be showing this. Go away. What is the singular... sorry. Okay, I kind of gave it away. Asabirati is a plural. What is its singular? Was it singular marfu, please? Indefinite. Indefinite singular marfu. I hear my husband giving his answer, but it's not loud enough, so I'm going to wait for somebody else to give me an answer. Either speak it or write it. What is the singular marfu indefinite? Sabir. What comes after? Good. Sabiratun. Singular sabiratun. Okay, so if sabr, why is there an al here? What's going on here? If sabr means patient, what is sabiratin? As sabirati. What is the meaning?
The patient woman.
The patient women. Very good, very good. And what is the status? What is, sorry, is it Mu'rab or Mabni?
Mu'rab.
Yes, because there's no Marif at the end, right? Banned from Tanween or not?
Not.
Yeah, because there's a Tanween there, right? I should not have written that earlier. I think I skipped some steps here. I'm not following my script. All right, and what's the status? As-sabirati. Think carefully before you answer. As-sabirati. Okay, I've got one double answer. Who else says what? As-sabirati. Okay, that's one possibility. As-sabirati. Ah, exactly. It could be both because as-sabiratu. Asabirati, asabirati. Yes, double answer. The answer is it's mansub or majrur. We cannot tell because we don't have more information about the context. Is it a plural? What kind of plural is it if it's a plural? Because we all know enough English to know that this is a plural here, but what kind of... It's a sip. Actually, I think I'll take a sip of water. What kind of plural? My dad was a funny guy, so I guess mm-hmm. I inherited that. Okay, it is a sound feminine plural. Very good. And what is its gender? This is easy because this is actual... Real feminine. This is real feminine. It's feminine. It's women. All right. And we know that it is definite by al. Okay. Rijalan. Rijalan. The root here is rajim lam. And this time I'm going to ask you first, what is the meaning? Real men? That's the meaning? Sister with Ed? Okay, good, 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 good. So what's the singular? Okay, I'm seeing. Okay, so I'm seeing a lot of double O's, but we don't, it's not Rajul, right? It's not like Rasul. It's just Rajul. So we would write it like this. Let me type to everyone like this. Rajul. Just no O-O. Not Rajul. No wow. Okay? So this is its singular. And if we look at whether it's Mabni or Mu'rab, what's the answer? It's Mu'rab, and obviously it's not banned from Tanween because there's a Tanween right here. Rijalan, right? And is it, what's its status? This is an easy one. Rijalan. Oh, just this one. Okay, yes, Mansoob. Very good. All right. Good suggestion. If you want to say one for yes, or see, I use zero for two. So if you can type one for yes or something else for no, is it a plural? But then if you write two, I might think you're, no, actually we can't do it for this column because otherwise it'll look like a singular. Is this a plural? Yes. What kind of plural? What kind of plural is this? Look at the list here. We already know because it's men that it's plural, so you can look at the list here. There's a mistake here. Okay. Yes, it is. Oh no, there's no mistake. This is a human broken plural. This is our only instance of human broken plural. Right here. And please tell me the gender correctly. If there ever was a masculine word, this is it. Oh, I'm so sorry. I okay. Listen. There's only one time that okay, it's only the non-human broken plurals that will be treated as feminine, okay? The sound plurals, the masculine sound plurals are only for male things. I don't think this was discussed necessarily, but men are masculine. Okay? So this is masculine, definitely. See, only these ones here. Feminine, non-human broken plural. Right? Feminine, non-human broken plural. This is not including human broken plurals. Okay? Only non-human broken plurals. Make sure you... It's a very good thing that we had this accident now, because now we know the answer to this. Okay, is it definite or indefinite? Okay, it is indefinite. So anybody who can't stay past 9 o'clock, jazakumullah khairan for participating and attending. I'm sorry we started a bit a few minutes late. I hope that you can listen to the recording for the balance of it. Everybody who is welcome, who is able to stay, you're welcome to continue. So anybody who has to leave, jazakumullah khairan, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. We are going to continue with, yes, this is indefinite. Oh, yes, Brother Salim. Okay, so now we're doing aqlamun, aqlamun. Okay, root letters, qaf, lam, mim. What is the meaning? Actually, I'll give you the singular in case you, anybody know the singular of aqlamun? Yes, actually, I'm memorizing Surat Qalam right now. Qalamun is a pen. Aqlam is, why is there no S here? There should be pens. Okay, it's not like men. The question was, what is the singular? Aqlamun. singular is qalamun. The meaning is pens. All right. What is it, mabni or mu'rab? And is it banned from tanween? No, there's a tanween right on it. What's its status? This one is too easy. I'm going to actually just show that. Marfu', too many M's. Okay, is it a plural in meaning? How many pens? Yes, it's a plural. What kind of plural is it? Yes, that is fine. I'll reward you for staying up. It is a non-human broken plural. Yes, it's not non-broken, non-human broken plural. It's not human, and it's broken, and it's a plural. That's the answer. So grammatically, its number is going to be, if you can tell me number and gender, because you love to do it together. You love to mention it together. Feminine, singular, and the reason is because it's non-human plural. And is it definite or indefinite? By default, it is indefinite. There's no reason to make it definite. Correct. Okay, next, Musa. What is the meaning? Musa. Okay, there we go. Is it mabni or mu'rab?
Mabni.
Okay, mabni with the sukoon on the ba. And the reason is, oh my goodness, I showed the reason. I'm sorry. The answer is because it ends in alif maqsura. Is it banned from tanween? Trick question.
Yep.
Sister Widad, mashallah. It's irrelevant. It's irrelevant.
Studying.
It's irrelevant. We don't ask the question, right? We only ask the question. We don't say, is it banned from tanween? Because it can't have a tanween. Where are you going to put the tanween? Honestly, where are you going to put the tanween, right? And what is the, a non-Arab name won't apply to this, right? What is its status? What is the status of the word Musa in this isolated situation? Excellent, excellent, excellent. But the tanween, okay, there's more than one issue when it comes to tanween. We talk about tanween more than once. So don't assume because there's no tanween. So we're talking about, okay, how to explain this? You can't put a tanween on a non-Arab name. No, but this is not what we're talking about right now. We're talking about mabni. Mabni means it cannot show its status. So tanween is not a status, right? Tanween is, you can have tanween on any status. You can have an, un, in, any status, right? Atun, atin, you can have tanween on any status. Mabni means it cannot show its status. So let's not mix apples and suitcases because it's a completely different conversation. I hope that this helps. Okay, alhamdulillah. Okay, so what is it a plural? No, it's not a plural. It's a singular. And the gender, okay, we know grammatically and in all ways it's a masculine. Now, tell me if it's indefinite or definite and tell me the reason. Yes, Sister Mariam, that's correct. Tell me whether it's definite or indefinite. And if you say definite, you have to tell me the reason from your textbook. What kind, Sister Widad? Alhamdulillah. I got inspired. Sister Widad, make your answer more precise. Sister Maryam, don't pay attention to the suitcases. Tell me why. Tell me if it's indefinite or definite. I'm distracting you now. Ah, good, good, good.
It's definite.
Yes, it's definite because?
It's a name.
It's what kind of name? It's a proper name, right? What does a proper name mean? Like, my proper name is Solange, right? So a proper name speaks about a specific individual. So that's the reason. Now, the next one, we're also going to refer to it as a proper name, okay? So this word here, Fir'aun, means what? And I'm glad I'm on hiding and not typing because I'm Ustad, Imam Arij is not the only one who doesn't know how to type this. Okay, I'll leave you, let you guys out of your misery if you want. If you don't want to speak, I will type for you. Yes, Pharaoh. Yeah, we're just going to like say like that's his name for now because it was put as a proper name. So we'll just go with proper name. Let's just roll, okay. Roll with that. Okay, is it Mabni or Mu'rab?
This is Mu'rab.
Yes, because it doesn't end in
Alif.
Yes. Okay. Jazakillahu khairan, Sister Nadia, for leading the group there. Okay. Is it Mu'rab? Or yes, okay, we did that. Is it banned from Tanween? And if so, why?
It is banned from Tanween.
Yes. So look at your textbook and tell me why it's banned from Tanween.
Okay. 1 minute. 40, right?
Banned from Tanween is page 39.
Okay.
Actually, on the screen if you guys want to see. Sister Afroza. Ah, Brother Ali. Sister Afroza, you gave me what I wanted. Sister Widad, you see what she added? Okay.
Non-Arab.
So, non-Arab name of origins that are not three letters, okay? It has to be four letters or more. Four letters or more. That's very important. All right? More than three letters. And is it, what's the status? Oh, the reason why that matters, Brother Salim, is because we are considering it as a proper name. And that's we're considering it as a, not so much as a proper name, but a non-Arab name of more than three letters. And that's why it's special to us. Now, I'd have to actually look into it more to find out if it's because it's a non-Arab word. But for now, we're just going to go with this non-Arab name, more than three letters. All right. So
Mansoob Majroor.
Okay. Very good. Those who said it's Mansoob or Majroor, what's the reason? There's a Fatha. How could it be Majroor? How could it be Majroor?
It doesn't take Kasra.
What can't take Kasra?
Thank you.
The words that are banned from Tanween are also banned from Kasra. Banned from Tanween and Kasra. Excellent. Banned from Tanween and Kasra. It's not called banned from Tanween and Kasra. I'm just reminding you that if it's banned from Tanween, it's also banned from Kasra. All right? So it's Mansoob with Fatha, like we talked about last week. Is it plural? No, it's not plural. Is it masculine or feminine? Yeah, I don't know how their societies were organized, but yeah, it's masculine. Definitely. All right. So the last little bit that we're going to do is we're going to look at a couple words in context. Okay. We've already done this word. So I highlighted the one that we're going to talk about. أرسلنا الصابرات. What does this mean? أرسلنا الصابرات. أرسلنا الصابرات. We did الصابرات earlier. Oop, too far. الصابرات, the patient women. So أرسلنا, we did that a lot in the other tutorial. So what does أرسلنا الصابرات mean?
We sent patient women.
Almost. Very good, Sister Widad, Sister Samar.
We sent the patient women.
Excellent, Sister Nadia, Sister Mariam. Everybody's got it right. Okay, very good, mashallah. We sent the, I just typed a V by mistake. We sent the patient women. We already talked about this, so I'm going to unhide this. It is mu'rab, not banned from tanween. What is its status now? Earlier, we said it is mansub or majrur, but now we have a context. What's its status?
It is mansub.
Why?
That's a good question.
Very good, Sister Nadia. What is its role in the sentence? Because you said mansub, so you have to have a reason. Because since it's mansub with the kasra, then we have to figure out, it's mansub with a kasra, but it's also majrur with a kasra, right? A feminine, like we said earlier, if we look here, we said it's a sound feminine plural, right? It's a sound feminine plural. But the sound feminine plurals look the same when they're mansub and they're mashrur. So the answer is correct. It is mansub because it is the mafrul. We sent who? We sent, it answers the question who? We sent who? The sabirati. And so it is mansub. And we already talked here, this part we already did earlier. Oh my goodness, my mouse has gone rogue. It's definite with al. Okay, arsalna Musa. What does that mean? We're going to do arsalna Musa ila Fir'aun. Okay, we sent Musa, and we already talked about how Musa is mabni because of the alif, and we don't ask whether it's banned from tanween. What is its status? Earlier when we talked about Musa, we said it's marfu mansub or majrur. We did not know. What is the status right now? Same thing. Mansub because it is a maf'ul. Okay? And we talked earlier about this, how it is singular, masculine, and definite because it's a proper name. Ila Fir'aun. We already talked about Fir'aun. We said that it means, we said that it is mu'rab. It's banned from tanween, because it's a non-Arab name of more than three letters. We said that it's singular and masculine, and that it's definite because it's a proper name. Now, what does ila fir'aun mean? No. Brother Salim, not illa. Illa means except. Ila means something else, right? Arsalna Musa ila fir'aun. Yes, good. We sent Musa to Pharaoh, okay? And what's its status now? And why? Very good, Brother Ali. Very good, Sister Nadia. Okay, yes, Sister Widad, you got both parts of the answer correct. It is majrur. Very good, very good. Okay, our last word, our last thing here is going to be a little bit different. Okay, here, this is. I want you to tell me the harakat. Oh, wait, I'm in Arabic. My macro doesn't work in Arabic. Okay, you tell me what is the haraka that goes on the marfu version. Oh, first, sorry. Manafir. What is the meaning of manafir? Anybody know? Close, Brother Salim. Sister Widad, yes. Sister Afroza, close. Benefits, okay? The root is nun fa ain, and the plural. Anybody knows the plural, the singular? Sorry. Anybody know the singular? Yes, Sister Maria. Manfa'atun, manfa'atun. Okay, so now that we've seen the singular, well, okay, what do we know? Is it a plural? Is it a plural? Yes, it is a plural. It's plural in meaning, but it is what kind of plural? Non-human broken plural. And it is treated as a, in a sentence, it is treated as a singular and it's feminine. Yeah, but it's also a feminine word. So we have to look at, we look here and we can see that it's a feminine word. Okay, so you're going to tell me, is it mabni? No. It's mu'rab. And is it banned from tanween? Is there a reason for it to be banned from tanween? Okay, if it's banned from tanween, you have to tell me why. Ah, Sister Widad, you're our leader in this answer. Yes, very good. It's a special plural. Now, is it definite or indefinite? Is there any reason for it to be indefinite? To be definite? No, there's no al. Is there any of the other reasons? No, none of the other reasons. The last thing you're going to tell me is what tashkil, what haraka am I going to put at the end of the word to make it marfu? Dhamma, how many dhamma? One or two? No, technically it's until 9 o'clock, but we need it until 9:18 plus one more minute. Oh my goodness, you guys worked so hard on telling me something else. Look again. Yes, Brother Salim. You just finished telling me that it is banned from tanween. Ah, so it's gonna be manafi'u. What is the mansub version? Manafi'a. And very carefully answer this question. What is the majroor version? Yes, you can unmute, Sister Maryam.
Manafi'a.
Allahu Akbar. Because a word that is banned from tanween is also banned from, everybody together? Okay, I was looking for the answer, kasra, but okay, we'll accept all of those. Yes, it's majrur by fatha. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. All right, so this has given us a great chance to apply the rules we've learned without relying on the context, right? Normally the context will be present, and that's the goal because we want to be able to understand the Quranic Arabic, but this is an excellent way to solidify our grammar skills, and I hope that it has increased your confidence in how to use these skills and how to apply these skills. Anybody want to share how they feel? What yet? Okay, you feel great. Mashallah, mashallah. All right, so anybody who wants to practice this, use the, just open the notes, right? Just open the Word notes, delete all the information and fill it back in, right? It'll be an excellent experience for you if you do that, even if you do it in a couple of days, because you won't be relying so much on your memory. And if you are not able to understand why your answer is different, right, from what's in the table, then you can ask in the group or you can send an email. Yes, Ameen, Ameen, Ameen. May Allah keep us all safe from all kinds of afflictions. Keep up your du'as, keep up your salawat, and may Allah accept this from us. And I pray that I will see you all next Saturday. It was great to have a larger group. And I will close now with dua. Subhanak Allahumma wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Yes, Brother Ali, I will definitely do that. Oh, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. Yeah, and it's March break too, so alhamdulillah. I'm not exactly sure. If you're talking about the classes, Monday we're doing Jumla Ismiya. Everybody make sure you're there and make sure you're there at the right time. Don't come 1 hour late. And then we have two more tutorials left. I wasn't expecting to be available for the last one, but alhamdulillah, things have changed. So I will see you next Saturday, inshallah, Saturday after that. Then we have a week off. And then our next semester begins strong, inshallah. Everybody, keep up your preparation for Ramadan. Read your Quran, look for your words, apply your rules. And I will, the semester, I will post the date on, I think the official date has been released. I'll check the WhatsApp. Okay, inshallah. Subhanak Allahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I mean, what, yeah.